Thank you, Helen. This is Chris Smith and Helen Skells on The Naked Scientist this week, and we're talking about engineering. We're talking about transport, and this is no exception. Andrew Oddams is with us. He's from the engineering department at Cambridge University, where he's developed a very elegant solution to an age-old problem. Andrew, good evening. Welcome to The Naked Scientist. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
What was the problem you set out to solve?
Well, it's about articulated lorries. Everybody's familiar with tractor semi-trailers, as we call them. Normal articulated lorries with three axles at the back on the trailer and a tractor with a drive axle and a steer axle, so it's five axles in all. But the front axles of the tractor are obviously steered, but none of the others. So we wondered what would happen if you steered the trailer axles as well and what benefits you could get to the performance of these vehicles. Now,
so what problems do lorry drivers face when trying to handle a lorry with that configuration at the moment?
It's twofold. It's firstly at low speed, their manoeuvrability, and then also at high speed, there are problems with these vehicles. At low speed, you probably noticed if you come alongside one of these vehicles on a roundabout, especially on a tight roundabout, that as they go round the roundabout, they start to cut in. The trailer gets further and further into the roundabout.
They mount the curb.
Yeah, they'll mount the curb. They'll cut you up. That's right, they'll mount a car.
I mean, it's not the lorry driver's fault.
No, exactly.
You can't do anything about that. That's an engineering consequence of the way the lorry's set up.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
You're saying you can make things better.
Well, if you steer the rear wheels of the trailer, you can get the rear of the trailer to be further out on the roundabout. Now, the steering systems do exist. Low loaders have used them for a number of years. But the sort of strategies people have used, the control strategies they've used to control that steering is not perfect. It emulates having a fixed axle, say, halfway down the vehicle. Which the trouble with that is that you get the opposite problem. When you come into a roundabout, the rear of the trailer swings out. And if you're a cyclist next to that trailer, you get the trailer coming at you unexpectedly.
So basically substituting one problem for another.
Exactly.
So what's your solution?
So the challenge was to come up with a system with no compromise, which obviously everybody would love. But we've made ours computer-controlled. It's fully active, if you like, which means that we can... avoid tail swing whilst also minimising cutting. You can effectively get the box that's the rear of the semi-trailer around the corner in the minimum space possible. If you were trying to fit it, if you had it on a piece of paper and you're trying to fit it around the corner, it's the minimum space you can possibly get it around in.
Without destroying your patent application, how does it work?
You try and make the rear of the trailer follow where the front went. So it's a logical thing to do.
What does it actually do that? Does the front end know where it's going so it tells the back end, and the back end then sort of waits a certain amount of time and then makes the adjustment or something? Is that how it works?
Broadly that. You remember the path that the front took in the computer and then it recreates it at the rear.
How does it do that?
We have a range of sensors. It needs to know what the articulation angle is between the tractor and the semi-trailer. And not much more than that. It needs to know how fast it's going, but not much more than that. It's... it's relatively simple to do, but you do need an active system to do it.
So would this involve then having to completely overhaul an existing lorry in order to plumb this in? Could you retrofit Britain's rolling stock to accommodate your system, or would a lorry have to be designed bespoke with this in mind?
You'd have to design it bespoke. You could retrofit them, but at lower sort of performance, you could retrofit them to existing vehicles. But trailers are changed every couple of years anyway, so it's not... it's not something that's going to take 10 years to roll out into a fleet if you wanted to do it.
One problem, when people have tried to develop things like that in the past, correct me if I'm wrong, but have they not had problems with resonance, where the front of the vehicle does one thing, so the back tries to copy but overcorrects, and then that puts the front off, which then corrects, and that puts the back off, which overcorrects, and before you know it, you're sort of going all over the road, and it's dangerous.
This is where the sort of the cleverer bits come in. We talked about the relatively simple bits, but especially when we're going at high speed, I mentioned it briefly, we're trying to correct the behaviour of the trailer when it's, say, doing a lane change at high speed. This is the classic thing that you come across on a motorway. The driver's doing something else or not paying attention, or somebody brakes heavily in front of them, they have to avoid them because they know they can't stop. And you could swap into the adjacent lane, but it involves doing a very severe manoeuvre with the front of the tractor semi-trailer. And unfortunately, the dynamics of them mean that the rear does a more severe manoeuvre, which can cause it to roll over. A tractor semi-trailer will roll over before it will skid, in contrast to a car.
So how do you get around that?
Well, you can control the steering. You only need a few degrees, but you can control the steering carefully enough. You can prevent this problem.
So your system is basically a very clever computer program that's watching what the front of the lorry is doing. It's feeding that back through your program. It's speed sensitive to the back of the lorry.
Yeah.
And it's basically making the appropriate correction to the back of the lorry based on what the road conditions are or the travelling conditions of the tractor, the front of the lorry, is doing.
Yes.
So that you get an appropriate response at all speeds
at all
of travel.
Speeds, yes, that would be our ideal case. Yeah.
Sounds intriguing. I mean, taking that forward, because we're a little bit tight for time, just to sort of look at the applications for this, apart from making roundabouts safer when lorries go around them in towns and things, what else, logically, in the long term, could you do with a system like that?
Well, you can, by making a trailer more manoeuvrable and safer, you can take a larger trailer into a smaller space. You could, for instance, take tractor semi-trailers into the middle of town if you wanted to. If you thought that was a safe thing to do, you could without endangering, you know, the
cyclists.
Some
people do in Cambridge already, aren't they?
yes. And, well, as a cyclist, I, you know, have a vested interest in making them as safe as possible. So, but if you can get a larger trailer into a smaller space, you can make it more efficient transport-wise. You know, you don't have to transship between tractor semi-trailers and smaller trailers just to get to the middle of town.
So transport can basically become a lot more efficient.
A lot more efficient overall, yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. That's Dr. Andrew Oddams. He's from the Engineering Department at Cambridge University, with an intriguing and ingenious way to make lorries much easier to manoeuvre and much safer too.
Laying the facts bare.
I say.
The Naked Scientists.